our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
On investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the wealth advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Yeah, we're here. Welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us. That's right. It's another hour of the best in money information. We're ready to get things going once again. I'm Johnny Dean with the Bucket Strategy Investing Program. Got our own Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group. It's always helpful to have your own Professor Plum standing by to take more of your money questions, and we encourage your participation here on the program. Now, coming up this hour, we were talking last hour quite a bit about real estate in the IRA, buying real estate in an IRA. Don't know whether you heard it or not or saw it, but that was the topic. Now, different problems come up when you purchase real estate in your IRA, not the least of which, a lot of the benefits that you have of owning real estate personally, investment real estate, go out the window. But the other problem is, if you have real estate inside your IRA, it is an IRA. And thus, at age 70 and a half, the owner of that IRA has a required minimum distribution. Now, you've got stocks and, you know, maybe cash or something inside your IRA. It's pretty easy to get a value on that. But what are you going to do? And how are you going to get the money out of the IRA in order to take those required minimum distributions? So we're going to talk about that coming up here with Professor Rick Plum. Phone lines are still open. You can reach us here, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. You really do need to take full advantage of the vast knowledge of the Brain Trust that they had to offer right here. And the best way to do that is to give us a call right here on the program. Another way to do it, send us your emails. We'll get to some of those this hour. You send them to us at our website, wealthed.com. You click on the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. We'll answer them both on the air and off the air. It's a very cool thing. Our goal here on this program is to deliver to you the best in money information every day on this program. And you can get in touch with the Brain Trust both on and off the air. If you want to set up a face-to-face meeting, you can meet Professor Rick Plum or any of the advisors. You can schedule an appointment, or if you have just a question, whatever, that needs to be answered. That's why we're here. You call the professor or any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. Your individual goals, your needs require a financial plan that's uniquely tailored to you, which is why the advisors have made themselves available. They'll go over your plans, your goals, and your individual situation and devise a bucket strategy that can work for you. Once again, off the air, number 800-644-1150. We thank them for sponsoring this hour of the program at Lucia Capital Group. Johnny Dean and Professor Rick Plum. So, Professor, we were talking last hour about real estate inside the IRA and buying it. There are a lot of advantages to owning real estate,
sure,
personally, investment advantages. And we did talk about those, some of the tax advantages. You certainly, one of the biggest is you get a step up in capital gain. You get a step up in basis on the real estate.
Assuming you have appreciation.
Right, if you have appreciation. This is what I'm assuming here. Any gains that you have upon the sale are capital gains taxes. As
yes,
you said,
they are.
You'd much prefer to pay, if you have to pay taxes.
I'd much prefer not to pay taxes, but,
all right, but if you
I have
do,
to pay taxes, capital gain rates, long-term capital gain rates, are better than ordinary income rates.
Yeah, they're better than ordinary income rates, and you have a lot of flexibility owning it personally. It seems to be a lot cleaner. You can pass your real estate on to your heirs. If you've had a piece of property that you've owned for 30, 40 years, even if you've owned it for 10 or 15 years, there's a chance you could have a decent amount of appreciation in that real estate.
And over that period of time, I've been using the depreciation to help offset the income, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody can do that, but many people can. And so I've had a fairly sheltered income, potentially, from that real estate. I haven't paid a lot of taxes, maybe.
Right. You've had
and
a lot.
My heirs can re-depreciate it.
Now, the unfortunate part of that is that you got to die.
That's a problem.
But, you know, it's probably on your, you know, life schedule somewhere. And so if it happens at some point, and, you know, honestly, people do hold on to real estate oftentimes. They don't want to give it away or they don't want to gift it to their kids because, hey, listen, there are tax advantages to passing it on and inheriting it. They get a full step up in basis on that real estate. So if you happen to have bought it for, pick a number, $25,000 in 1971, and it's now worth $525,000.
Yeah, we were talking to somebody last week. Their mom paid like $29,000 and was selling it for $800,000, was it, or something like that?
It was something like that.
It was $129,000, but it was a really nice run-up. But she'd owned it for 60 years.
It was her primary residence. It was $130,000 or something. It's worth $800,000.
Yeah, selling it for $800,000.
For $800,000. But then, okay, so if you sell it personally, and it is your primary residence in this case, you have an exclusion. But you can have some of that wiped out. But if you pass it on to heirs and you own it personally, rental real estate or primary real estate, there is a step up in basis if you pass it on.
Right. And that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. Now, problems inside the IRA.
Investment real estate is an allowed investment option inside of an IRA. But it doesn't get the tax treatment that you would otherwise get by owning it personally. You don't have the sheltering of income from the distribution. It's an IRA distribution, no sheltering there. You don't get the step up in basis. The IRA owns the asset, not you. You're the beneficiary of the IRA, but you don't own it. And only assets that you own get a change of basis when you die. So nothing in the IRA gets stepped up. It's just all deferred. And tax deferred accounts don't get step ups anyway. So any of that money will come out. Now, the bigger problem that a lot of people have faced, not necessarily the fact that they die, because at that point, it's not their problem anymore. But what if you don't die and you're 70 and a half and you have a required minimum distribution? Now, we have to value our IRAs to determine what the required minimum distribution will be. It is the value of the IRA as of last year divided by a life expectancy factor that the IRS has given us. But how do I go about valuing a real estate parcel? Stocks, pretty easy to do. You know, the last opening, you know, we can value those pretty much any minute of any given day. So there are easy ways to value securities. Real estate, though, where do you value it? The only way to value it is to have somebody do an appraisal of it. And so that's just an expense. You get to pay for an appraisal on or around December 31st every year so you know what the appropriate value. Now, why have you not heard about this very much? Because they weren't going after it very much.
What do you mean they weren't going after it?
The IRS didn't seem to be, you know, looking at IRA custodians and having them actually give a fair value. A lot of IRA custodians have just been carrying it at the book value, meaning what you paid for it.
So if you paid for a piece of property for $100,000 15 years ago and it's now worth $200,000,
right?
They're going based
they
on the $100,000.
So that's what they tell the IRS. And so when the IRS looks at it, it goes, okay, whatever. It was $100,000. That cuts the required minimum distribution on that asset in half.
Now,
in your example.
I'll get to that because there was an article on that, and the IRS is going after that, as you're saying. But before we get to that, I want to mention, too, even at this hypothetical $100,000 value, you still got to take
a required minimum distribution.
So call it, you know, $4,000 or $3,500.
Well, hopefully, the real estate in your IRA is not the only asset you own.
But maybe it is.
And if it is, hopefully the real estate in your IRA is producing cash flow enough to create the 4 or 5% required minimum distribution from that account. So hopefully it's creating enough cash to be able to meet the required minimum distribution. But what if, unfortunately, it's in you're going through a vacancy, and you're using all the cash to get the property back up to snuff to rent out again, and you don't have the standby cash? Well, that could be a problem, because how do you make the required minimum distribution?
It has to come from the IRA.
If I have a stock portfolio that happens to be down in value right now, I can distribute shares of that stock. You know, I could, if I have $200,000 or had $200,000 worth of stock, my required minimum distribution is $8,000, and the market gets cut in half. Well, I can take $8,000 of shares and distribute it to myself and put it into my personal brokerage account. The problem is I can't do the same thing with the real estate because I'm not allowed to be in partnership with myself and my IRA together. So I can't just do a partial distribution in that respect. So it does, for required minimum distributions, if you're going to have individual real estate in your IRA, make sure you have enough other assets, a lot of other assets, to make up for all the expenses that you may or may not have on that real estate purchase, and to cover your required minimum distribution from some other source other than that real estate parcel. And just understand that it is not going to be a $10 a year IRA. You're going to have appraisals done. You're going to have to pay for, you know, IRA real estates, or IRAs that allow real estate charge you more because it's harder for them to hold on to the asset.
Yeah, and you had said that if you're putting money in to get the place up to snuff, once again, Professor, and correct me if I'm wrong, all that money, that can't come from you personally. And property taxes?
Well, a little quick story. We had somebody who got the property tax bill in the mail. They have a couple properties, and they have some in their IRAs. They just sent them off and paid it. It was, you know, $4,000 property tax bill. That little $4,000 property tax bill that they paid themselves actually was for the IRA. Mm-hmm. Somehow the IRS found out, and they disallowed that IRA. They took a distribution of that IRA at that moment because that was a problem.
And that could be an even bigger problem for you.
Now, I would have said it would have been better to pay the 6% penalty, write the check to the IRA and have the IRA
and
cover it.
Yeah,
but they didn't do it that way. They wrote it personally. Problem.
Big problem. Now, we also talk about real estate. We've been talking about real estate inside Roth IRAs. It's a little bit different inside of a Roth IRA.
A little bit.
Yeah. And I suppose...
Not worried about the step-up in basis when it's free in the first place.
You're not, because it's tax-free. So we'll talk more about that. We'll take some of your calls, too. Got some folks on hold. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, talking to you about your money when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning?
Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing?
Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Never know how!
When you pick up an Evercraft 26-piece screwdriver set for $19.99 at Napa, you're not just getting 26 beautiful chrome-plated instruments. You're getting something that shows the world if there's a problem, you've got 26 ways to tackle it. That's $19.99 for a 26-piece screwdriver set and 26 ways to show you're the man for any job that requires screwdrivers. That's Napa know-how. at participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 5/31/16.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. We've been talking a little bit about real estate inside IRAs, buying those, the good and the bad and the not so good. And frankly, Professor Plum, you and I are not in...
Not huge fans.
Not
traditional IRAs. No.
Inside traditional IRAs, no. I suppose it could, in some cases, work in a Roth. I'll tell you what, we have it's Richard in Westbrook, Connecticut, who has got a question. Hey, Richard.
Hi.
Hi,
gentlemen.
Hi.
Hi. My question, I've been listening to your interesting conversation on real estate in traditional IRAs. I was thinking to circumvent all that. My money is in a Roth IRA to circumvent having to pay any taxes as long as I have enough money in my Roth to pay all my expenses for the year. And there's no mortgage. There would be no mortgage. If I paid cash for a piece of real estate investment piece in a Roth, would that make it more simple?
I'd make it a lot more simple. It'd make it a lot more beneficial. You don't lose as much. You actually... Yeah, and it's going to be tax-free when you sell it either anyway, but the real estate, the income that you're receiving from it will grow on a tax-deferred basis and also and be able to be invested on a tax-free going forward basis as well. So the Roth changes things. The traditional IRA has required minimum distribution. The Roth, at least for the owner, does not. Now, the beneficiary, so typically, though, when a beneficiary inherits the Roth IRA that has real estate in it and they have a required minimum distribution, most of the time they just sell it off at that time and turn it into a more traditional security where it's easier to deal with the required minimum distributions. But during the owner's lifetime, the Roth simplifies things greatly.
Okay, so then one final question then. Is it more advantageous to buy real estate if you're going to pay cash in the Roth or outside of the umbrella of any IRAs at all?
It depends on what else I'm going to do with the money. If I'm looking at rental real estate in my Roth IRA versus rental real estate in my personal name, well, it also depends on what else I would be doing with my personal money or my Roth money if I didn't use it to buy that particular asset. I can usually get a fairly sheltered income from real estate and then get the step-up in basis and things of that nature if I hold it to death, if I own it personally, where I can't get the sheltered income from other assets unless I buy them inside the Roth IRA. So I would look at what else I'm buying and which one has the better tax advantage. Where it may be, I don't mind having some Roth money invested in real estate, but the Roth does provide a little bit more sheltering, but the real estate already has a little bit of sheltering. So am I giving up anything by putting it into the account to begin with? In some cases, I might use the Roth or the personal account to buy the real estate and let my assets grow, especially if I've got high dividend or higher income producing assets that I want to shelter from current income. That could be in the Roth IRA to help myself from a tax standpoint, where if I have that personally, I'm going to pay a lot of tax on that income as I reinvest it anyway, and the Roth is partially tax-free anyway. In both cases, any appreciation gets a full step up or a tax-free treatment. Either way, it goes away. So I'm going to look at what am I giving up on the other assets that I'm purchasing as well.
All this is there's no conversation if you're having a Roth in real estate, but you also have a mortgage on the property. That wouldn't be the right thing to do, would it?
It makes it more difficult. The loan is not as easy to deal with. As long as you're going to hold it forever and you're going to pay off the loan at some point so you don't have debt-financed gain in the Roth, it's a little less of an issue. You can hold on to it forever without selling it, you know, because you don't have to worry about required minimum distributions. It just muddies the water a little bit, but
right.
it can still work. I just don't care for it as much. That's just right. My personal opinion.
Thank you very much. You guys are terrific. I listen to you often.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. We appreciate the call. Thanks very much. Yeah, we hadn't really touched on the Roth. The Roth is a little bit of a different animal, a little bit more palatable as far as purchasing real estate. But as you said, you've got to look at this and you say, well, what am I giving up by putting it inside the Roth IRA?
What else would I be doing with the other money? I mean, if I'm buying it inside the Roth, that means I have personal money that I'm not buying it with.
Right.
So what am I doing with that? Or vice versa, you know. What is the most tax-efficient use? What is the best use of the money I have available to me? And the answer is going to be different for different people, depending upon what they're trying to accomplish.
Now, we mentioned before the break, and I said I would touch on this. The IRS is, I don't want to say attacking, although one of these articles mentions the IRS attack on illiquid IRAs. IRAs are starting to attract more alternative assets, things like real estate.
Yes.
And according to the many sources, they're also attracting more IRS attention.
Yes.
Now, what you have when you have something like real estate inside of an IRA, that's really kind of an asset that's there's no face value. You have to actually go get a value, pay for, say, an appraisal or something like that.
A guess.
It's a guess is what it is. And you're going to get differing values from differing people who will go out and assess what the property is. So what happens is, when you're not a Roth IRA, but in a traditional IRA, when you hold real estate in a traditional IRA, you're 70 and a half, you must take a required minimum distribution out of that IRA. And it's based on the value as of the end of the year, the previous year.
Yep.
So you go out, you get a value on the IRA, and this is where the IRS is really having some issues, because in prior years, as you said, they've just been accepting what? Any particular value, or they're not even worried
well,
about
they
it.
Weren't really policing it very much. They got their hands slapped a couple years ago for not even paying attention to what they call the 5498s. That's the form that the IRA custodian is required to file every year that tells the IRS what the value is. But they haven't been following up on that, or hadn't been, for required minimum distributions. I mean, it was a long time. We hadn't heard of anybody getting caught for missing a required minimum distribution. And so supposedly, once they got their hands slapped, they were starting to look into it more. Now they're looking into, okay, are the values that we're receiving on the 5498s real values? And where are they getting real values? Well, it's very hard to know the real value of real estate. I mean, you can get appraisals that are pretty close sometimes. Sometimes you can get widely varying appraisals. But the reality is, until somebody's there writing a check for that property, you don't know what the real value is until that moment that somebody's willing to pay you for it. And you're
right.
Willing to accept that amount as payment. A lot of times we think our properties are worth a lot more than anybody else does, or vice versa. And so it's difficult to know what the real value is until we both sides can of the agreement come to a price and say, it's acceptable to both of us.
You've got two forms. You've got 5498.
That's just an informational only return.
Right. It just shows how much an IRA is valued. And you've also got 1099-Rs.
That's
that
just
reports the amount of the distributions. Right. Now, according to this, starting with the 2015 version of these forms, which are due by, I guess, June of 2016.
The 5498 they're talking about.
Yes. IRA custodians must reveal the presence of hard-to-value assets and the asset type. Now, this is creating some, what? It's not controversy, but it's creating some issues, I guess. You've got alternatives, as I said. More alternatives, for whatever reason, are now being held inside of IRAs. But
limited partnerships. Now, real estate investment trusts have gone through a little bit of a change where they are supposed to be issuing some kind of valuation pretty much every year. So that one's been kind of taking care of itself. But on other things, they're not required to show that. If I'm managing a bunch of properties, I don't want to and I'm managing them for income. I don't want to sell them anytime soon. I don't want to spend the money because it's a cost. to value it every year if I have no intention of selling it.
Well, and that's what's going to have to happen if you have it inside of a traditional IRA. You need a value. Okay, just one of the problems. 877-PLANNER, more of your emails, your phone calls, some questions on 401k loans. That's all coming up when we come back. Bucket Strategy Investing.
A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market declines, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward-thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold in shipping. By Amazon. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Market strategy investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Talking to you about your money, 877-PLANNER. Strategy, it's all about strategy. Any questions that you have regarding strategy or retirement or whether or not you're headed in the right direction, maybe you want to know if you can make it to retirement. Maybe you need to know, hey, am I going to be able to retire? I'd like to retire in 3 years or 5 years or 10 years. How do you know that? How do you know if you can retire? Well, what have you got? Give us a call. We'll talk to you about it. We can even run the numbers for you and tell you how much you may need to save. Or in some cases, we can tell you, hey, from what you've told us, you got enough. You got a lot. So you don't think so, Professor Plum?
That's not the most common.
I didn't say it's the most common. I said you never know.
But it does happen.
It has happened on occasion.
I've seen people tear up and cry when they found out that. And you mean I don't have to go to work tomorrow? Well, you might want to go to work tomorrow. But
I saw somebody with a license plate frame that said, goodbye tension, hello pension. And I thought, you know, I suppose that's exactly what we need to talk about. Anyway, yes, so if you want to know if you can get there from here, you give us a call. We got some lines open right now. Talk to us about whatever money issue that you have, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. There's still more to say on real estate and IRAs. We'll probably – actually, one more question on this, Professor Plum, because this came up. In fact, maybe you even brought this up to me. If you happen to owe money – if you have a loan on your IRA,
mm-hmm. If you have a loan let's on not, a property you can't have, inside you can't, your IRA.
Yeah. What happens on, say, what happens then?
Well, I mean, the IRA has to make the payments. If you sell the property, we talked about this, there could be a potential for a taxable gain inside the IRA. But that's what's happening. I mean,
Does this affect anything, your required minimum distribution? Does this affect anything when you're selling it or what?
Well, it shouldn't affect your required minimum distribution. The value is the value. It is what it is. And the IRA is what qualified for the loan. So even if you die, technically you weren't on – it's not like a due-on-death clause like on a typical loan because you weren't on the loan anyway. Your IRA was.
Yeah.
And hopefully your IRA – can maintain that loan. Now, sometimes they'll look at it and say, you know, bankers won't actually see the difference between you as an individual and you as a beneficiary, and now that you're gone, they don't notice that you didn't sign for the loan or weren't allowed to. So they may cause problems. But the required minimum distribution isn't just for, we talked about this earlier, the required minimum distribution isn't just for the 70-plus crowd. What happens if you're 50, 55 years old, you have IRA, and you die? And now your heirs, or you're 40, 45, 50, and you inherit mm-hmm. an IRA from a great uncle or somebody else, really great uncle giving you that kind of IRA money. And now you have a required minimum distribution, and the only thing you inherited was the real estate. And maybe it wasn't that good of a piece of real estate. So your choice is pretty much sell it. And
now, you're not any worse off if you sell it. I mean, you're going to wind up paying, the IRA is going to wind up paying some taxes. You won't get as much as you're going to get out of it as you thought you would.
And then you get the cash and you can stretch the IRA at that point, assuming you can get it sold by the December 31st of the year following the year of death.
Yes, which is what you have to do. And if you have enough time, but at the same time, you may not be able to get what you want from the property. So
right.
Just some stuff to think about. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Also, if you want to email us, you can go to our website, wealthed.com. wealthed.com. Want to get to a couple of emails here. Oh, and we had a question too, which we'll try to get to before the top of the hour on 401k loans. I'll see if I can make a question out of that because it was fairly long. Pam, in Brandon, Florida, I have an HSA health savings account with my ex-employer. Since I no longer work for them, they are going to charge me $5.50 monthly to manage my HSA. Is there a way to avoid paying this fee? I'm not 65 yet, so I cannot withdraw the money without penalty, she wants to know.
Well, unfortunately, that's not an uncommon issue. Sometimes they charge you a fee on a monthly basis for maintaining the HSA account, even when you are an employee. So about the only thing you can do is shop HSA providers. There are different, you know, providers that hold HSA accounts. Now, some will basically put it in a bank account, and that's it. And depending upon the size of your account, you may want to invest it, and you may want to have a longer-term prospect on this. And so it depends on, A, how much money is in there, B, your goals with the money, and C, whether you can find another HSA provider. Now, at this point, now that there is a balance in the HSA, the balance you can use, obviously, for qualified medical expenses, take that distribution, or you can leave it alone and let it, you know, accumulate until such time as you're 65, and you can start taking it out for other issues without a penalty. So it all depends on what you want to do, but it depends on if you can find an HSA provider. You don't have to have it hooked up with the insurance anymore, because the requirement for having the high deductible insurance is to qualify for the contribution to the account. But once the account is open, and once there's there, even if you go on, you know, go on disability and you get Medicare or anything of that nature, the account can still stay open and be used for qualified medical expenses going forward, even without the corresponding current high deductible insurance. You can switch to a different insurance. It's all about the contribution when we're talking about the high deductible health plan. But now the problem is they want to charge you a fee, an ongoing fee, a fairly high fee from this standpoint, to maintain this account. Now, if you cannot find a better provider or at least less expensive provider that still allows you to do what you want to do,
you may be stuck with it.
You may be stuck with it. There may be no way around it. Where I see this most of the time is people that want to have access to brokerage capabilities within their HSA. So they've got the bank account part, and they've got a year's worth of their deductible stuffed in the bank account, or they don't want to use their HSA for current qualified medical expenses. They want to build it up for a later period of time.
When they may need it.
And they can bankroll. There is no time requirement for, I incurred the medical expense in January, I have to take the money out within 120 days, within a year. You could take the money out 10 years later, 20 years later, and use this expense that I incurred today to take the money out tax-free, even if I'm not age 65, you know, at a later mm-hmm. date. And so some people are using these, you know, they're paying the medical expenses out, but they're investing. They want to have that brokerage capability. But that comes at a cost. And so if you want that, then you may have to end up paying the fee.
Yeah, and you said it's fairly common this is a former employer,
definitely.
That's why.
I used to have an HSA through the employment, and I had an ongoing fee even when I was still in the plan.
Okay. Well,
even when I had the high deductible, even when I was contributing to it. It was like $2 a month. I mean, but it was a fee. And in a bank account that's earning absolutely nothing.
It earns nothing, and that's true. Now, HSAs, we haven't talked about those for a little while.
Health savings accounts.
Yeah, health savings accounts. They were put into place.
They make a lot of sense.
They do make a lot of sense, although I think maybe they make less sense now, I suppose, than they used to. The idea being that you would have a health savings account, you would put the money into that, and some people actually dropped their regular coverage, took the money that they would have been putting into their regular plan, put it toward the deductible in some kind of a bank account.
I mentioned I had one at one point. And when I had the full family on it, now thankfully they're on their own insurances and I'm not paying as much for my health insurance as I used to. But when I had the full family coverage, the regular PPO type coverage was a fairly large payment per month. And when I switched to a high deductible insurance plan, now there's two reasons. The high deductible plan means that I'm on the hook for the first X amount of dollars. So I was contributing a large amount of money to the HSA account, which was helping me pay that deductible if I needed to spend the money, so that I wasn't really uninsured, so to speak, I mean, even for the smaller amounts. But the combination of the money I was putting into the HSA account to cover the out-of-pocket expenses and the high deductible insurance plan, because the insurance company knew that they weren't going to pay anything until I'd already burned through a bunch of my own money, that was about the same amount of money as I was paying for the regular PPO type plan. So my out-of-pocket was about the same every month. The difference was if we didn't use the doctors for whatever reason, if I didn't break my leg or whatever it was, whatever money was left in the HSA account, I got to keep and roll over to the next year and keep going, and it was my money. Whereas if I do it through a regular insurance company, whatever, if I don't use the doctor a lot, they don't give me a rebate for the money that I didn't spend at the doctor's offices, you know, in regular insurance. So I was money ahead. But over the years, the cost of the underlying insurance, the cost for that high deductible insurance changed. When, especially as my kids got older and they started coming off the plan, and it just became my wife and I, and then she got a job that had her old health insurance, it just became me. The cost didn't warrant me having that, you know, $300, $400 a month extra payment into the HSA account. I can have the PEPO plan, and I'm not paying very much for it either way. And so it's all a matter of, what am I getting for what am I spending?
Yeah.
And so at one point, it made a lot of sense. But for whatever reason, the cost of the underlying insurance has gone up, even though it's got a high deductible plan to it. There's not a huge difference.
And we're talking about a pretty high deductible on these things.
Well, the family was $6,000 deductible, right, or more.
And so as long as you're able to cover those expenses, cover that
$6,000 expense. Well, that's what the HSA account is for.
Right, exactly. And so that's what you would put that money aside. And some people are paying, you know, $600, $700, $800 a month already.
$1,200.
And or whatever. And so you pretty much have the deductible covered with about 7 or 8 months worth of regular payment. All right, 877-PLANNER. We got some more coming up. Trivia. What's coming up tomorrow on this program? Emails and phone calls still to come. 877-PLANNER. We're coming right back.
Lucia Capital Group Advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
When you're a kid, monsters live under your bed. When you're a grown-up, monsters come in the mail. You know, bills. But by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could save hundreds of dollars each month. Money you can use to shrink those monstrous bills down to a size that's not nearly as scary. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Buy in. Quicken Loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
For me, it was the big S class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
Market Strategy Investing, that's the program. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, your hosts here. Brain Trust, standing by. Professor Plum, Certified Financial Planner, here with me from Lucia Capital Group, talking to you about your dough right here on the radio and your television sets and anywhere else online as well. Now, coming up tomorrow on this program, we've been talking about real estate today, real estate inside of an IRA. We're going to have more stuff tomorrow on mortgages, et cetera, and our loan financial planner, Steve Allendorf, should be here. We will find out. But coming up tomorrow around all that, we'll be talking about the different aspects of selling your primary residence. Yeah, your home. You may know, then again, maybe you didn't, that there are tax breaks allowed to people these days who are selling their individual, their primary residences. There are exclusions from gains and all that stuff. So how do you figure this stuff out? Well, we're going to talk to you about it, selling your home, all the things that go along with it, tomorrow right here on Bucket Strategy Investing. And home is another one of the wonderful assets to own, especially from a tax perspective. Currently, you get to write off your mortgage interest. I don't know how long that's going to stay. I hope it stays a long time.
It'd be a disaster getting rid of that.
It would completely be awful. There would be no reason to get rid of it. It doesn't make any sense, but whatever. All right. Okay, 877-PLANNER. We'll get to some more of your emails in just a second as well. Today's trivia. This comes from the Treasury Department. Remember those guys? Sure. It goes like this. The total debt of the U.S. government as of March 15th, 2016, was $19.6 trillion. Okay. Consisting of $13.84 trillion of debt held by the public. That's us.
The public we're holding, also means foreign, you know, whoever.
It's whoever. It's just
non-U.S. government agencies.
Right, exactly. It's private citizens. It's corporations. It's school districts, etc. And another $5.32 trillion of intergovernmental debt.
That's where they borrow from each other on paper to make look good.
Well, I suppose. Some banks borrow from other banks. You know, it's all it is Treasury security bank accounts. That's all it is.
Right. The Social Security Trust Fund is full of intergovernmental Treasury bonds. That's what they're for. I mean, that's what happens. I mean, I saw somebody the other day say the government stole all the money. You know, What were they supposed to do with it? Go into the lockbox and just leave it sit there? No, they invested in U.S. Treasuries.
Well, all it means is that they're assigning
But that's where those treasuries come from, a lot of them. About half of that is in the Social Security Trust Fund.
Yeah. Well, it's the intergovernmental debt that you're talking about.
About half of that is.
So we hold, U.S. citizens, foreign nations, China is another one. They have, what do they have? They're holding about a trillion dollars of.
A billion, yeah.
Well,
I forget, you know,
billions,
you hear
trillions,
you forget
whatever.
The B and the T and everything else.
I think they have about $1 trillion, maybe a little bit more, of that are just sitting in bank accounts. And that's the debt to China, supposedly. This is the problem when you talk about it, because it's misnamed. It's really not debt. When you put money in your savings account, Professor Plum, at the bank, if you put $10,000 of your money in the bank, you have increased the bank's debt by $10,000.
Uh-huh.
And complaining that the debt of the U.S. government is too high is like complaining that savings accounts are too high at your local banks. It really isn't a problem at all. It just happened to be misnamed. So anyway, there you go. That's from the Treasury Department. We thank them for that. Keep sending us stuff. Tomorrow's is going to come from the Social Security Administration. We'll find out what that's all about. All right, 877-PLANNER. That's our number. Let's get to another email here before the top of the hour. Terry in Midlothian, Texas. Two topics: need to move from the 28% to 25% tax bracket. Work will allow $36,000 in 457, mm-hmm. and a $6,500 in personal IRA. So that's what he's got. Need an additional $60,000 pre-tax put somewhere. This is earned income from selling back hours not used. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Have $250,000 in a city pension. Not an IRA or a 401k. Can leave in the fund. Boy, this is interesting how it's written. Can leave in fund with no fees or charges. It does what fund does.
Anyway, he's got a pension.
Okay, all right. I'd like to have $250,000 grow for my three adult children's inheritance. They are ages 35, 37, and 39. Don't want to tie the money up over 5 years. I'm in excellent health, 64 years old. Okay, here we go. Monthly Social Security, about $180. Pension income of $5,500 a month. Can leave or pull out $250,000 anytime, so there's no hurry. Pressing need is the taxes. I'm not following this, Professor Plum.
Well, he's got a bunch of money. He's trying to figure out what the heck's going on in his life as far as taxation. And he sold a bunch of unused years of service. This is the opposite of the way we see it most of the time.
Right, got that.
He sold it for a lump sum of cash that they're not letting him roll into an IRA. They're just basically buying him out. It's like getting a check for unused sick pay or something. And he's saying, I don't want to be in the higher tax bracket. How do I shelter it today to go forward? Well, unfortunately, Terry, you can't. You're already doing the maximum in your 457. You've already maxed out everything. If they're not going to allow you to roll this in over to an IRA, you know, because it's coming out of your pension, but they're just buying back unused time, there's no way to shelter it. Now, the other side of it is you've got this lump sum in the pension, and you want to know what to do with it. Well, it depends on what you're giving up. What is the monthly payment? That $250 isn't just sitting there. So we have to see, what is it growing? How is it growing? You don't have any investment control over it. Have they been crediting a pretty good interest rate to it? Or should you roll it to an IRA when you ultimately retire, and do some type of investing with it? You said you wanted to do it every 5 years. If you're going to limit yourself to a five-year time horizon and you don't want to lose money over that five-year time horizon, then you're really limiting your investment options. So if the current account is earning, you know, what a lot is, Middleton, Texas, he's down near Fort Worth, Dallas. If it's kind of like what some of the different municipalities across the states do with their drop plans, it's probably paying 4%, 5%, 6%, 7% on the $250 money. It'd be very hard to get that outside of that without some form of risk. So you have to look at what are you giving up to gain and what can you potentially gain outside. But it doesn't sound like you're going to have that much in the way of options to either save on taxes. You're an employee. You're not a business owner. You don't have the ability to put in a defined benefit plan and sock away a lot of money. You only have the 457 through your employment, which is funded by the employee, but you're already maxing that out. So there's nothing else available there. And then the pension, which isn't funded by you. It's funded by the company, the district, the municipality. So I think you're unfortunately losing out on several sides of this equation.
Now, this money would have been taxed anyway if he had,
Yeah, but it wouldn't have been taxed in lump sum.
It would have probably
come
like
out
getting
as a payment.
Yeah, I guess it's sort of like getting, as you said,
instead of $500 a month, you get $60,000. I don't know what the number was.
Yeah, and
but it's a little maybe more expensive this way. But that's
There's nothing much you can do about it.
Not much you can do.
All right, Terry, thanks for the email. If you want to talk to the Brain Trust off the air, or you want an appointment with any of the Brain Trust advisors like Professor Plum all across the country, the phone number 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.